Hello, beautiful beings. I'm your host, Kara Cott, and I want to welcome you to The Universe Made Me Do It, which is a conscious adventure of guiding you to live from your soul and manifest the tangible, juicy experiences, people, and places that matter to you. I am so excited you're here. And I want to thank you for bringing your source consciousness to this conversation. And remember, what you hear here, you create. Take what inspires you and discard the rest. And may you receive what you truly came here for. Good day. I share this message with you from the land down under, in the Bengali headlands, with the sounds of the lorikeets, the wind, and the faint sound of the waves crashing against the headlands. So allow the sounds, the vibration, the love of nature to embody you as I share this message. This message that I just channeled and wrote, sitting with the earth. This is the first time I'm sharing it, as I just wrote it down. Loving where you are now will not deliver what you think you desire. It will deliver you everything you truly desire. Delivery of peace. The emotion. It will not deliver the things and conditions you think you want, but it will deliver the things and conditions you truly desire. They may or may not look like how you'd thought they'd look. They won't matter though, because your peace is intact. You will have found what you truly sought. Once you're there, at peace with where you are, no matter how it looks, how it feels, how it occurs. You have discovered, you have allowed, you have found yourself. There is nothing more important than that you know yourself, the mastery of self. That peace, well, it exists no matter. No matter where you stand in any moment in time. No matter what you think it does or doesn't look like. Yes, you can have peace with where you are and cry. You can have peace with where you are and laugh. You can have peace with where you are in doubt. You can have peace with where you are and know. Peace is not dictated by emotion. Peace is dictated by you. It is loving. It is unconditional. You truly can be in peace with wherever you think you may or may not be.
peace is not dictated by your life. It's dictated by you. The miracle of loving where you stand is that where you stand will change. Not because you need it to, because it has to. And you will not be dependent on it or where you newly stand. For true peace is lived. True peace is not fear of true peace. True peace is not fear of true peace leaving. It knows it is. Peace does not judge the illusion of peace missing. And you know when you're there. Because nothing matters. Truly, nothing matters. It doesn't matter if the house you want shows up. It doesn't matter if there's war in the world. It doesn't matter if your body hurts. It doesn't matter that someone has died. None of that matters, for peace is alive. It doesn't matter because peace is blind. It does not see what you think you see when you're not with it. It knows the truth. It knows the truth of the world. The truth of the world that you have chosen to doubt when you fear. For fear is not peace. Fear is fear. And peace is peace. You may think being in peace will make you blind. And it certainly will. It will blind you to the illusion. It will awaken you to the truth. And there is nothing heroic about living in the illusion. You will not love you more for living there. Maybe you'll get a plaque on a wall somewhere. But you will not be in peace. Peace is up to you, and only you. This is not the kumbaya peace. This is peace. This is not the om peace. This is peace. This is not the I'm right. I know what's really going on here, peace. This is peace. Peace with where you are is the only place. Peace lives. It is the only place your freedom lives. Freedom does not live in a country. It lives in you. Peace does not exist out in the world. It exists within you. You are the Messiah. You are the Christ. You are the universe. Be in peace. Be peace. You are peace.
And there you have it, beautiful beings. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know your true heart's desire is to live a magical, vibrant life. And I hope this podcast is supporting you in the fulfillment of this desire. I want to hear from you and how this or any of my other episodes is impacting your life. Rate, review, subscribe from wherever you're listening, or email me at theuniversemademedoit@gmail.com. And please share this episode with a friend whose life you know it will positively impact. Sharing can give them access to a deeper knowing and clarity and can allow them to shift their current life experience. Text them or share on social media a link from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, or share theuniversemademedoit.com/podcast.